There is nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? Don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk.
Good evening, good afternoon. Boy, I'm totally disorganized, pressing all the wrong buttons. It's a Fakeologist show. It is Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2026. 3-3-2026-33. How's it going, everybody? It's the Tim Osman joint session with Fakeologist, except there's no Tim Osman. I hope this isn't a pattern. Thank you, Suzette. Likes the song, yes. I was actually looking for another song that had that guitar solo in it by Eric, but I can't remember what the name of it is. It was one of his hits in the 80s, but I can't remember what it's called, and I don't want to go through all his songs, and I'm pretty sure it's his song. But anyway, maybe it's I Can't Stand It. Maybe it's this one. You guys like this one? No, that's not it. I can't remember what it is. Okay, maybe it's Forever Man? It got this riff in the middle. Maybe it's this one. I don't think it's that one either. All right, so I paged Tim Osman on his own Discord, but maybe he's out and about, who knows. But if he wants to come on his own joint show, he can. I see we have some Penguinatis in the chat tonight. Buzzing Frets, hello. And well, we can talk about whatever you want tonight, but maybe we'll go through a few things. I still haven't transferred the blog yet. I got the forums moved, but someone was telling me they're not quite working right, which doesn't surprise me. So the Fakeologist forums, fakeologistforums.com, they're here. They're moved, but apparently there's some problems with the images. So I got to figure that one out. Let's look here. Well, there's an image. What's the problem? Okay, that's a video. So everything looks okay there. Let's see. So this is the Fakeologist forums, fakeologistforums.com. So that looks okay. How about under NASA Space Fakery? That seems to be working. Remember Google Glass? Those are images. They're all there. Unless those are all video. Oh, I see. These things aren't coming through. So that's not showing. Okay, so the attachment is missing. Okay. So the videos are fine, but those are just video links. Wait, what's this? Oh, I see. That's an image. So some images didn't make it through. Interesting. Well, I hope I can fix it. It doesn't exist. So maybe it didn't get uploaded properly. That would suck. Anyway, well, there you go. So Fakeologist forums, I got work to do on that. So there's just a few images missing. So I have to figure out where they went. If I can do that. Moving web hosts is a bit of a process, and I just don't feel like doing it these days. But I did get some encouragement. The shortfake.com/stream1 and stream2 and all the short fakes aren't working yet. I can't figure out how to get the database hooked up. I know I'm missing literally one letter or one symbol to do it. So we're still working on that. So it's a work in progress. All shots clot. My other blog that most of you guys probably stopped going to, because I was doing an All Shots Clot show for a while, but I lost interest in that. And here you go, right here. I just put a placeholder. Old blog will be here shortly. So we'll get that going. And what else? So the main blog is still there. Because the database is so big, I can't import it the normal way. So I have to do it through Linux. And I'm not sure how to do that. I've never done that before. So I've got that on the go. But I guess the previous host hasn't cut it off yet, which is good. But of course, we still have FacoTube. FacoTube's on its own platform. So I'll get that going. And as you can see here, FacoTube is here. And it's got its own chat. And I got to send that guy some Bitcoin tonight. Well, it's a work in
progress. All shot.
Otherwise, he's going to be mad. Because I pay him in Bitcoin, but I have to do that manually, which is a bit of a nuisance compared to a credit card. We've got that. So there's a FacoTube chat, but most of you guys are on YouTube, which is good, I guess. Yes, Till Osman besmirched us again. I'm guessing he's either on the run or he's doesn't have a good quality phone. Who knows? Who knows what's going on with him, but it is a bit of a nuisance to schedule somebody and them not showing up. But I'm sure he's got a really good excuse. But anyway, back to the forums. Thank you, Rachel, for letting me know that the images are missing. And I'm going to try and figure that one out too. So thank you, Rachel, for that. And what else shall we talk about? Well, we could go to Tim Osman's X. Let's see if he's active on X still, because that's always entertaining to me. So let's find his X account and check it out and just see what we've got here. Let's see. What's the name of this? IPS Infinite Plane Society. So let's see what he's talking about today. So he hasn't done anything lately. The last post he did was maybe, what was it, 11 hours ago? No, wait, he reposts stuff. I don't know when they were originally up, so I guess maybe up to 11, 10, 15 hours ago. Okay, so he did some post on the Blood Moon, which I guess he did. I don't know, it's a blood moon tonight, I guess. It's actually a pretty good picture. Maybe I'll use that as the thumbnail for tonight. What should I call the show? No Tim Osman? Guess I could do that. All right, so what else we got? Black, is it safe to classify Christianity as European mythology? Well, I guess... Joseph Atwell would say that. I got to get Joe back on the show. I really like talking to him. I stopped listening to this show with the Catholic guy. What's his name? Tim something. It was just too, I just couldn't leave it in my feed. So I deleted it out of my feed. Tim Kelly. Yeah. I listened to him for years, but eventually I just got tired of the discussion, as I'm sure you guys might with my show. Maybe you're tired of listening to me drone on and on and on about finances and whatnot, but people outgrow shows, I suppose, is the main thing, and they move on, and so I stopped listening to that. And let's see here, so we'll just get my thumb nail going here. Oh, Tim Osman. All right, the next thing on his feed, it would be better if he explained it, but we'll go solo. In Eyes Wide Shut 1999, so he reposted this one. There's a couple who bear a striking resemblance to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. The film is the alleged reason behind Stanley Kubrick's death, according to many conspiracy theories. I don't know. That's pretty tenuous. Tenuous link, I would say. That's supposed to be Epstein there. Okay. JDM says, Tim's last YouTube video was 3333 on the 3-3 blood moon. Les Go said he was coming on the stream tonight. Okay. That's fine. All right. Next. David Icky. Spot on. Religion is the masterpiece of the art of animal training, for it trains people how to act, how they shall think. Arthur Schopenhauer said that the majority of men are not capable of thinking, but only of believing, and are not accessible to reason, but only to authority. Okay, that's interesting. I guess it's he's sort of ragging on religion today. I'm not religious in any way, so I do understand that. And what do we have here? I don't know what this is about. I don't know why he posted that, so I'm going to go by that. What's this? Truly evil. What's this about? Don't feel no ways tired. Ha, ha, ha. Is that Hillary? I don't know what this is. I don't know who this is or what this is. Truly evil. Okay, so he reposted that. He also reposted Guri Singh saying, breaking Apple. I hate breaking in the title. People put breaking everywhere now. Let's stop that. Boris wants President Trump on the show. Yeah, I'll give him a ring. Do you have his number? What's his number? Want Trump on? We'll bring Trump on. You got any Trump impersonators? That would be interesting. Need some Trump impersonators on the show. Guri Singh. Okay, what is this? Apple has just released a paper with a devastating title, The Illusion of Thinking. And it's not a metaphor. What it demonstrates is that the AI models we use every day, yes, ones like ChatGPT, don't think. Not one bit. They just imitate doing so. Let me explain. Yeah, I would agree. They don't think. And this is from last year. I guess it doesn't really matter. Okay, well, I'll repost that one because that's pretty interesting. Here we go. Next. You can see it's a program clone. This includes memories and some mannerisms, but the soul is gone. Actually confirmed to Astral in a prison in, what is this about? Who is this about? Okay, is this about, oh, it's about Hillary. Okay. What's frazzle drip? Oh, I see. So this is a clone. They said she died of pneumonia in 2016. Okay. I never paid attention to Hillary, so I really don't care about this one. So I'll leave that one alone. Go back to his other posts. Oops. Wrong way. Back to the posts. All right. I'm not going to read that one. That's not interesting. So there's more Hillary. I don't care about her. Dr. Clown, PhD, says, okay, this is about the Jim Carrey thing. I lost my faith in humanity when I saw so many people say he was a clone or someone wearing a mask. The dumbest effing conspiracy ever. There isn't even a point behind it. Like, why would they do that? It's now easier for people to believe it's a clone than bad Botox. Okay, and so he's referring to this that was going around the theater, around the internet rather, that Jim Carrey was replaced at some French award show. So I'm going to get the link from, Russian Vids, and we'll play that, see what's going on. see what you guys think. Get your comment. Get your commentary.
With this video presentation, I'm going to prove without a shadow of a doubt this individual playing Jim Carrey at the award show in France is 100% not Jim Carrey.
Oh, you know what happened? My short fake link is screwed up. That's what it is. Okay, it's my fault. Okay, I'm going to send him the link. Okay. That's what happened. Here's the link. My short fake link is screwed up. That's what it is. That makes sense, actually. Okay, I just sent the link. So go ahead, Tim Osman. Go for it. Yeah, that's annoying. That's my fault. I couldn't get it working after the show last night, so there's something else wrong. So I'm going to have to get that fixed. So we'll play a little more about that. Apocalypse Theme Park says, everyone is talking about Carrie. It's the most pointless nothing burger. Well, yeah. Well, most of the conspiracies we talk about are nothing burgers, but they're still interesting. Okay. I like Russian vids. Jacques hates them. Okay.
And there's a lot of distraction taking place. And of course, it's the people behind the scenes pulling the strings behind all this. And the controllers love to play with society. They love to play with the world. It's a game to them. Another aspect I should point out is this individual, Alexis Stone, who claims that he or she played the role of Jim Carrey in France. And supposedly, the mask that was used, and you can see here the wig as well, toupee.
I don't think there's any problem with the idea of the mask. We all agree with the mask. I owe Tim some serious financial compensation for what, Boris? What are you talking about? You can send him the money if you want to compensate him. Yeah, sorry about that, Infinite Plane. I just put the link there. Just click on that. That's my fault. But anyone can call in as well. 810-666-1984-902-400-1984. But Tim Osman will be here in a minute. We'll extend the show because that was my fault. So when Tim comes in, we'll go a full hour after that. And after that, I will try and get my short fake link working. So I'll send the link again. There you go. Sorry about that. The link is studio.restream.io EEJ-CLQR-DTS. Critterfest says my link, the audio is not too loud. Okay. I don't do it on purpose.
And the Eiffel Tower as well. This looks like all AI to me. Doesn't even look legit. But if this person, Alexis Stone, was hired to play the role of Jim
Carrey. Now, who says this is a real person? See, this doesn't look like a real person.
Carrey in France.
I don't know who's Alex Stone, but who even knows?
France. Why would this person come out and state that if they want to keep it a secret? That makes no sense. Again, this is nothing more than a distraction aspect.
The link doesn't work. I just generated the link. Invite guest. Copy invite link. This is a fresh link. This should work. Let me click the link. I'll click the link and see if I can join my own studio. Da-da-da-da. Yeah, it does work. I can join my own studio, so it's a real link. And I just echoed away. So try it again, Tim Osman. Yeah, the short fake link does not work.
With this individual, part of it is obviously this individual is being highlighted in the mainstream media. So they're giving you many options, and it's all part of the confusion with this distraction psyop. And I did a little research with this whole situation with Jim Carrey. And obviously the award show was not too long ago, February 26th of this year. And I was looking at when was the last time Jim Carrey made a public appearance? Let's compare. And this is it. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from this past November, not too long ago, obviously, approximately 100 days ago. And without a shadow of a doubt, this is the real Jim Carrey. He looks nothing like the individual we saw in France. And when I show all the video clips put together, it's going to be zero doubt that this is the imposter Jim Carrey and the real one again, just from approximately 100 days ago, right here. And let's get right to it. The introduction of Jim Carrey as he introduces Soundgarden into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this is Jim Carrey making his entrance to the staging area.
Soundgarden into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jim Carrey. Soundgarden into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And again, just take a look. This is the real Jim Carrey.
All right, Tim Osman, hello.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot that was the link you use, and my short fake is acting up because I just moved my server, so I couldn't get it working yesterday, and I forgot you used it.
No, no big deal. I upgraded Restream last week.
Okay.
So I have an extra platform open tonight, and I think we'll get good numbers anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not paired with me, though.
Oh, well, I just added the three.
Okay.
So are we two separate streams?
Well, I don't see you paired. It's not paired on my end, as far as I can tell.
We'll see how this works, because it did add my three platforms.
Okay. So I wonder how, okay, I don't know how that works. I don't know how Restream works, but in that way. But last time you added them after the stream started and it worked, which was strange.
Yeah, usually it. Yeah, actually, I think it might be
working. Oh, wait, it's working now.
Okay, yeah, there we go. I see the latest comments.
Oh,
yeah,
it just
merged.
Kicked in. That's interesting. Okay, because it doesn't show it paired here, but that doesn't matter. So you're paired somehow, some way. So you're paired on your end, but maybe I'm not on my end.
But we're definitely broadcasting from your stream, so we are good to go.
All right. Welcome. Welcome to the show. How you been?
Very good, in fact. Very productive lately.
All right. So I'm watching They Live Truth. I looked on your Discord. It seems like you guys aren't fans of They Live Truth.
It's not that I'm not fans. It's that he's a truther, not a media critic, nor is he a skeptic. He falls into what I call alternative establishment. I think all the conspiracy theories, now that I look at it closely, are controlled opposition talking points. And I mean all of them. This one here, I don't even think it's a conspiracy, but I think it's a symptom of the low standards of evidence in Trutherville. So it's actually an indicator that people are making baseless claims without thinking them through. And I can explain my point here pretty simply. Occam's razor. And what is behind the claim? So if he's dead, then we must therefore assume that he has been cloned or replaced. My question would be, why would you replace somebody with a mask that doesn't fool anybody? And then second, clones are born. They're not like, you couldn't just manufacture a 64-year-old Jim Carrey that speaks French. And even then, if it was cloned, why don't they look the way people would expect? So the theory kind of falls apart. And it's also rooted on this idea that we somehow know that the Illuminati ritually sacrificed their own members. So there's too much built into it for it to be more likely than fillers and Botox.
Okay. So what do you, so what's your, yeah, I don't, did Russian Vid say that it was a clone? Cause I think cloning is obviously ridiculous. That's the absurd end of the scale for sure. But he's just saying it's someone else.
He's saying it's someone else. But even then it begs the question, where is Jim Carrey? And
okay,
that involves, you know, a theory that is more complex, convoluted, that is far more complicated than a 64-year-old in preparation for a speech in French got himself some Botox and got his hair done a little bit. And if you look at the expert opinions from the perspective of cosmetic surgeons, this is exactly what you would expect. And so the truthers are in this position of saying, don't trust the experts in that field. Trust my internet researching skills. And so I just think it's a very weak claim, as entertaining as it is. And this just shows that truthers have chosen engagement bait over truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who started this whole thing on the internet, I wonder? And what's behind it? What's your take on it? Is it just to distract people and to entertain people?
Well, I think that the the truth or veil, the community of conspiracy theorists are easy to entertain. And the reason why this shiny new object took off is because Jim Carrey has already ingratiated himself to the truthers
with
off-the-wall comments about the Illuminati. And then we're always talking about the Truman Show and the mask. And so, and then also he was believed to be Joe Biden. So he's been in the conspiracy theory circles for years as a person of interest. So the idea that he would be spun into some theory like this is really not that hard to believe that it's actually organic.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been a friend of conspiracy people for a long time.
If anything, this is sort of offensive and ageism at work, where we have unrealistic expectations about our celebrities who do age.
Oh, yeah, they do. I just saw Phoebe Cates. I don't know if anyone's old enough to remember who that person was from the 80s. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, anybody? And she looks okay for 63, like all of us who are in that tranche of age. So age is unkind.
Weight gain. And I think the other part of it too is that what's unique to Jim Carrey is he's very expressive. And so the idea that he would have his forehead embalmed is kind of disappointing, and it goes against what, and look, there's a lot of people who are creating engagement bait content based on this because he's got name brand recognition and people rush to the videos. So this is what I'm saying. The truthers are more about entertainment and engagement bait than actually caring about the facts and discerning real from fake. So I'm not a truther. And that's why I'm in here calling this thing out as a symptom of low standards of information and shiny new object syndrome.
Yeah. So what's your take? Is this Jim Carrey or is it someone else wearing a mask? What's your take? I'm not clear on that.
I don't think there's been enough reasonable doubt raised as to whether or not that's Jim Carrey. And I think all of the theories that it's not him raise these other questions that have to be addressed. And a theory is supposed to be the best explanation for something. And if it raises more questions than it answers, and it doesn't displace the established theory, then it doesn't really get a chance. And so it hasn't really met the bar for me to be taken seriously.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just titillating, but it to me, it doesn't look like the same person, but
it doesn't. I mean, admittedly, it doesn't, but you're talking about fillers and Botox in key places and a facelift, and the changes are consistent with those exact surgeries. So I went through and I checked the opinions of various cosmetic surgeons on it, and they've identified, you know, why the eyes look the way they do, even the supposed discoloration of the eyes. It's because he's under a stage light. And they're like, oh, he was always left-handed. That's how Mandela effects get started. There's no indication that he was ever left-handed. So the conspiracy theorists have their own little pool of facts they draw from. And really, it's being led by the desire for clicks and engagement more than let's get to the bottom of it. Because if they really believe that he was murdered or the Illuminati got him, somebody would have called the cops by now, but it's just not serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely keeps people interested. And he did do the movie The Mask, which I haven't even seen, but I guess there's something about that.
He did do The Mask. And of course, he's always been around this idea of like transcendentalism, talk of Illuminati, the number 33. Some believe he's like a whistleblower. But the thing is, I've been watching his latest public appearances. He's like anti-ICE, anti-Trump. So he comes off as a typical leftist. So I don't even think he was threatening the Hollywood establishment.
No, he's part of it.
But now, Tim Pool did say that likely he replaced himself because he wants to retire and he hired a body double. Like, at best, that's an appeal to possibility. It's more likely that than a clone.
Yeah.
But I don't think that is any more compelling than he got his face done.
Capture the Loop says, has anyone seen the interview with Lou Reed where he talks about the record company sending out clones of himself out on tour? It sounds like he was trolling for laughs. Okay. Lou Reed is a singer, I think.
Now, within the realm of fakeability, there are masks that they can replace you. The issue is, so I got a couple of
I don't know what the hell those are. It's so dark.
Yeah. Where are you? Are you driving through New Mexico right now?
Yeah, I just, three Chinooks just passed over. So the hyper-realistic masks exist, but they're so good that you could have a room full of Jim Carreys and not know which one was fake. So if it was a hyper-realistic mask, why doesn't it look like the Jim Carrey of before? So I think even that strikes up against the idea that it is a mask or somebody wearing a mask.
So it's not good enough to be a mask is what you're saying.
Not good enough to be a mask. He's not exact enough a copy to be a clone. And the body double thing is like Tim Pool level thinking that ignores a lot of other facts, like what happened to the real guy. And anything about the Illuminati got him requires that you first have to prove that you know the Illuminati protocol for human sacrifice.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's being sacrificed, do you?
No, and I want to know what literature they're drawing from where there's any established occult groups that practice human sacrifice. I guess the best you could do is maybe penal codes. But I don't know. I just think that if you have to delve into folklore and conspiracy theory and conjecture involving science fiction versions of mundane things like cloning, you don't have a real argument. And I'm just pointing out that there are rational arguments and explanations and the irrational. And I am purposefully delineating between the two, as entertaining as the irrational can be.
Okay, let's talk about the next biggest thing in the world going on now and the so-called war in Iran. What's your take on all this?
Oh yeah, I just watched Atropia last night, which is about this 24/7 war simulation city.
Oh, Atropia. Did you recommend that before? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just got around to, I think it came out the night that this war started.
Oh, it's a new movie.
It looks like it was filmed a while ago. It's like got Bush era criticisms, but for some reason it's blowing up right now. And it just came out on that day. And I think it's pretty good. It's basically about a town full of full-time crisis actors with special effects, squibs, pyrotechnics.
Okay. Let's look at that. Here's the trailer. We played this before. I'll play a bit of it. Allah Akbar. Yeah, we've played this before.
We know what?
Control, confirm. What's up with the donkey bomb?
I don't know. I pressed it.
You are good. You have to get out of here.
Welcome to Atropia, a 24/7 warfare simulation, a town populated with civilian role players. And
okay. So was the movie good enough to recommend? Is it worth a watch?
It's a rom-com. And I think it's worth watching just if you're unfamiliar with the idea of mass casualty events and how war can be simulated. Because if you can simulate it in a closed movie set somewhere, you can do it anywhere. And that's kind of the idea behind how do they fake war? How do they fake anything? Well, you do drills under the auspices of a mass casualty simulation. You create the event.
Okay. All right. So let's get back to this. So what do you think is happening in the Middle East?
Okay. I started watching it and then I see Major General Flynn tweeting this image of this jet dodging missiles. And he's like, pray for the brave soldiers. They're fighting while you're sitting back there scrolling. So like he's guilt tripping us for not being at the front lines. And the clip that he shared, which has been shared millions and millions of times, is from a flight simulator. So it's kind of like Ukraine where you can't tell what's real or fake. It's just a bunch of people are reacting. And as far as I'm concerned, it's just the theater of Psy War.
Did you tweet that one?
Yeah, it's on there. He deleted his original tweet because he was so embarrassed at some point. But he's not the only one. There are so many people who just can no longer tell real from fake and don't even exercise any kind of judgment. They see it, they tweet it out of habit. And this just shows you how there's no objectivity. And so people's opinions on this war are largely informed by video games.
Yeah, well, that's our reality today for young people, and maybe too many old people too.
The word doesn't even mean anything anymore. It's just so hyperbolic, like Civil War, World War III. It doesn't hit like it used to.
I'm just looking through your theme, through your Twitter feed now to see if I can see it. Yeah, you did a lot of tweeting on Jim Carrey. Okay, that's interesting. So you really followed the story quite a bit.
Yeah, like people are asking him in person, are you the real Jim Carrey? And, you know, he made this happen by the things that he said in the past, like there is no Jim Carrey, you know, acting super transcendental. I even saw some theory come out suggesting that he's been going through an alchemical transformation and now he's the Rebus, which is the hermaphrodite, and that his looks are to convey that he is now androgynous. So like, there's all these theories spawning out of it, and I hope that he's enjoying it. I mean, there's no reason to be offended by it. I mean, this is what you would expect. And I'm just saying this is an indicator of where the conspiracy theorists are at, because they're now alternative tabloid media. They're not some kind of hive mind trying to figure out the truth about anything.
Okay. Also in your Twitter feed is the Great Deconstruction Project. Well, you're always doing something. What do we got here?
Now, this is big, and we just launched the first part of it. What we're doing is we're systematizing our research. So all these things we talk about that are fake, that tie into entertainment, we're putting it into these forms, these PSYOP breakdown forms. And then that entire list of things from 1963 to 2026, yeah, which I'm filling in as I go, I'm feeding it to AI. And I'm getting it to create infographics, to do mind maps. And what I'm trying to demonstrate here is that we have two timelines, the real world and all the fake stuff, which exists on a separate continuous timeline. These things are interconnected. And when you see the two, you can then delineate between the real world and the world stage, which is built upon an edifice of fakery. So this is so I can explain to normies with receipts that we're living in a manufactured historical timeline.
So you got AI to do this. I'm seeing a lot of graphics like this on different websites and different YouTube videos. So AI does this?
That one's pretty new for Notebook LLM. If you use Notebook, you upload your podcast, you get the transcript, you click infographic, will take all your topics and construct an infographic, including all these graphics and bar graphs.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yep.
Notebook LLM. And that's the free version?
Yeah, that's the free version. So what I do is I download my podcast transcripts and I upload them to Notebook. And then I generate an infographic. I extract some quotes and I put it up there with my archives. By the way, Alexis Stone is a hoaxer. He didn't actually fake Jim Carrey. That was a lie. And the mask he was showing off doesn't exist. It was AI generated.
He's an FX specialist, it's Portal Complex Studios saying.
No, there was no... He kind of tried to hijack the whole thing for clicks. Just an opportunist.
Okay, so you've got 1962 to 88, the foundations of the Metascript. So you got the Manchurian Candidate in 52, the JFK assassination. That was 63.
This is an AI image. It might have some errors. But the actual document though has the event, the associated movies, release dates showing the timing, then the directors. So for example, the director of the Manchurian Candidate in 1962 was friends with the Kennedys. JFK gets killed by a Manchurian Candidate. And then 5 years later, his brother gets killed by a Manchurian Candidate after the director of the Manchurian Candidate drops him off at the Ambassador Hotel. So you have one director from Hollywood with the movie that describes the type of assassin that takes out the Kennedys, and he's directly associated with both of them leading up to their deaths.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, that's just one. And what I'm finding here is that there's a common theme here and a template. So I'm just describing this as systemic fakery.
Hold time, 10 seconds.
Okay, we have a caller in. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Willard from Florida.
Hey, Willard from Florida. How you been?
All right. Tim, with your Metascript there, have you heard of the movie Suddenly with Frank Sinatra from 1954? Where he's an assassin, he's a sniper to kill a president.
Okay, so I heard of Suddenly, Seconds, and the Manchurian Candidate. And so I heard of it, but I haven't seen it. Is that the one that involves a train?
I can't remember. It's in, the town's called Suddenly, and Frank Sinatra's in it. I saw it years ago. I can't remember. I just want to know if you were aware of it.
Hold on. We got a trailer from it. Do you want to see a trailer?
Yes. Because we're talking early predictive programming.
Film detective.
Special train number 1019 carrying the president of...
1019. Oh, there's numerology right back there, huh?
Yeah.
1019?
Okay. Yep, exactly. This is the train.
The United States will arrive suddenly 5 p.m. today with Secret Service operatives arriving 115 Carney, Acting Chief, U.S. Secret Service.
It's a funny sort of feeling to have control of life and death. You could miss a man if you had a mind to, or you could kill him dead in his tracks. And that made you kind of God. And I liked it. Without the gun or nothing. And I never had anything before I got one. I was somebody. I'm no traitor, Sheriff. I won a Silver Star.
Mrs. Benson?
Yes?
For heaven's sake, FBI.
Nobody leaves the house until we do. If anybody wanted to kill the president, he could do a beautiful job of it right from this window of yours.
All right. There you go. That's a good trailer.
So it's interesting how you have Frank Sinatra connected with that and Manchurian Candidate, which are... And is that also directed by John Frankenheimer, Suddenly? Or is that just a...
No, this was directed by... Let me look here. It showed up earlier in the thing. Leslie or somebody else. Hold on. I must
Special train number 10.
Let's see here. Where is it? Did you see it?
Yeah, I thought I just saw it. Okay, so yeah, we're looking at predictive programming.
Lewis Allen.
You could miss a man if you had a mind.
Never heard of him.
Okay, I'll have to look into that one because what we're seeing here is early examples of predictive programming where they're using mass entertainment to prepare the public for an incoming PSYOP, which is essentially a historical event that's simulated and is used to, of course, move society in certain directions, but it also forms our collective worldview.
Getting some good reviews in the comments. This film is still relevant today. Considering how there are too many extremists in both sides of the political spectrum and because of what happened in 2024. Wow. Okay. Willard, what else you got on this?
That's all I had. It's just, it's really interesting. It speaks what Tim talks about. You know, he talks about like 10, 20 years before the events happened. This is 1954, for heaven's sake. And it's all there. They had, do you see the image of the scope, you know, looking through the scope at the car, like,
yeah,
sometimes we stand with the limousine, the iconic image.
That was 100%. That's foreshadowing, but that's planting the seeds. And then Manchurian comes back, and you got Frank Sinatra again. So they're using the same actors. Yeah. That's definitely another technique that we see.
Yep, there you go. That's all I had.
Well, I'll watch it. I don't mind watching old movies, black and white, especially. You don't usually watch them, but if you recommend it, I'll try it.
I did have a comment about Russian vids, though, once.
Go ahead.
Do you remember the police shooting in Dallas where they were doing a protest and the shooting occurred live on, like, at 10:30 at night? And they had the guy in the American flag, kind of like with the Pulse shooter, the guy in the American flag. And the police came, it was in a parking ramp. And Russian Vid, there was a couple of stops prior to that, and he said that they were using the color orange, kept referring to orange, and I think it was the number 44. Well, at the press conference in Dallas, when they had the shooting, the chief comes out, and then he says, okay, I'll take some questions right now. And he says, I'll take one from the woman in the orange dress. And he said the word orange. And then right after that, he said out of nowhere, the cops earn $44,000 in salary. So he picks up on these codes that's embedded in these psyops. I don't know if y'all had heard of that when you're familiar with it.
I do recall that one. And yeah, 44 is a strange one. And it was very prevalent when Trump was arrested on 4-4, which was Heath Ledger's 44th birthday. And that's the assassination date of MLK. And the number seems to be correlated with this theme of a shoot. I think I know which one he was talking about as well. But yeah, see, there's a lot of patterns, and I don't try to extrapolate what it all means, but these numbers, the colors, and even names. Jurassic Liars has done a lot to pick up on the code with names, like the whole Manson code.
What happened to Jurassic? I haven't heard from him lately. You used to talk to him all the time.
Oh, yeah, he's still around. I still check up on his videos. He got into a back and forth with the fittest flat earther, who happens to be something of a content harvester. And he's still looking at June 11th as Seattle's doomsday and August 4th as the day that Trump gets it, but for real. So we'll see. But he's still following that thread.
He's going to get the year right one of these days.
Yeah, I mean, I have mixed opinions about it. I kind of think that these prophecies have already come true, that there's a lot of foreshadowing for every major historic event. And I think that you can see these things unfold. Like we were discussing the Trump head wound on the right side of his head before it happened. But I don't know if Trump gets it any more than he already did. I think that we already saw that particular story fizzle out.
All right. So let's get back to the war, the quote unquote war. What's your take on what's going on? What are we looking at? Is this just more theater? Is there anything happening?
Well, we're getting close to midterms. And so I'm expecting to see a lot more of this illegal or alien or immigrant terrorist theme. So in Austin, they just had a terrorist who came out with a shirt that said "Property of Allah." And the event itself looked like a callback to the Boston hoax-a-thon or Vegas. I mean, 100% drilly with the usual type of footage. So you have this drill where the terrorist comes out wearing a label that says he's a terrorist.
Yeah, come on. This is kindergarten stuff, isn't it? I am a terrorist. Is this for the stupid masses, or is this? Why do you think it's so stupid?
So I kind of think that this thing that we're seeing, this fireworks show, is likely just Trump flexing and them putting their agendas out in the open so that the midterms comes up and we can see. Yeah. So normal Republicans will say, Trump's going to save us from the radical terrorists. We're probably going to have one shoot up a club like they did the Pulse in 2016.
Yeah, they've been signaling Iran for 20 years. It's not like this has just come upon us.
Right. Yeah, I think it's political theater. And we say war. And we see video game footage being shared by generals. And I just think this is not a serious proposition right now. Like I said, war doesn't hit like it used to.
Yeah, it's not really making, or it's sort of a non-issue, I think, for Americans at this point. They must be tired of it. They're not paying attention, are they?
Well, actually, what I see happening is the division between the mainstream Republicans and the woke right anti-Israel Republicans is being exacerbated. That schism is very plain to see, because like Nick Fuentes, all those on the far right are pro-Iran, and they see this as an attack, a proxy attack, courtesy of America, but instigated by Israel. So they're mad at Trump. America First now wants to vote Democrat. So it's bringing out the woke right crowd in opposition to Trump. And then a lot of them are saying Trump's doing this to protect the Epstein files.
Right, yeah, the Epstein. Okay, Willard, I got another caller. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
There goes Willard from Florida. Okay, who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Fakeologies. It's Jay from Texas. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Jay. Go for it.
Hey, what's going on, Tim? About the predictive programming, you know, the false flags, I think in order to push this new event forward, they probably need three of them, three types of false flags, you know, like the real one that we saw in 9/11, an information false flag and then an economic false flag. Because, I mean, have you seen that one movie called Rollover? That predicts, I think, the economic false flag that's going to come with the crisis in resources, since resources are finite. And then you already have this war is building up to the regular 9/11 false flag, but also an information false flag also. Because have you seen there? Have you heard the three different excuses of why they're fighting over there? Like to why they attacked at this time? Like I think Marco Rubio said is because Israel was about to attack them. So if Israel attacked, they knew that Iran was going to attack the U.S. And then Trump said, we did it for they couldn't have a nuclear weapon and things like somebody else on his cabinet said it was because of the missiles. So you could see all this playing out to where it's just people like us who aren't, it's just confused. It just flies over their head. They just,
Good point about the types of false flags. Because if you remember, we had the pandemic declared on 3/11/2020. And then Friday it was state of emergency. That Monday morning, it was a market crash, which they called a Black Monday, one we hadn't seen for 33 years. So you have the economic thing happening in tandem with that. And so I think you're right about this. We have to consider there are multiple types of false flags.
And that's what all these, like you were saying, Nick Fuentes and both the left and right paradigm, you have their agents in there throwing people off wild goose chases and sending them down dead ends.
Well, Candace Owens today was talking about how Erica and TPUSA took out Charlie because he was going to go against Israel. And I'm like, she's got 120,000 live listeners. So they're really pushing these ideas out there to the target demographics pretty effectively.
It's funny though, because I think like their agents on both the left and the right, I think they're fighting each other and they're battling it out with each other. Cause I think one of the, there's a left wing agent called Hassan and he was on Candace Owens stream. And apparently she had like tens of thousands of people, but his chat went in there. And when his chat was typing in like a meme and all you saw is the meme pop up and nobody was responding. So it's real interesting how, like, you know, people, like, can't see the connections between, like, Joe Rogan, UFC, and then with the people who finance it. They're all, like, tied in, and it's not even that many dots that you have to connect, you know, because, I mean, Trump for himself used to be a reality TV show star, so that's right there in your face that the whole show is just going to be, like, your reality is going to be TV. You know what I mean? Like your reality is just going to be a script depending on how they want to go by it.
That's a very good way to put it, because I talk about these events, these psychological operations, as simulated historical events, like a play. And it helps to look at the news as manufacturing and producing. They're not recording something that happened. No, they're producing it. So essentially, reality TV is the model for simulating events. And that's what we're seeing. And we're in The Apprentice season 33 by now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's have you seen that 1990 comic called The Wall? And it predicted like a figure that looks just like Trump, has the same hairstyle and everything, but it predicts like them doing this whole like what they want to do with the smart cities and everything, basically wall off certain areas of cities and build these type of cities like they did in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. I forget what they called. But
what's it called again? Because I'm trying to gather all the predictive programming characters for
it's
Trump.
Called The Wall. The Wall, 1990 comic. The Wall.
The Wall.
What a trip. Yeah. Because from his very first appearance in predictive programming, 1958, The Trackdown, he was talking about building a wall to protect the public from a cosmic threat. He comes back, build the wall. So you're onto something with that. I'm going to have to look into it. I haven't heard of that one, but I'm trying to gather every instance of Trump before he was in his present form. that has saturated the entertainment world in order to prepare us for him.
Well, you hear him talking about problem areas, and like when I was in Iraq, we did that over there. We built a wall in Sardis City. You can look that up. That was the RAND Corporation did an entire study on that entire operation. And it was a study specifically on the counterinsurgency and not really fighting like the troops, not really fighting the regular people, but fighting the idea. You know what I mean?
Wasn't Trump already talking about building a series of smart cities?
Yeah, freedom cities. Freedom cities. Freedom cities.
Right, freedom cities.
He called them freedom cities. That's so Orwellian, right?
Yeah, exactly. I hear freedom, and I'm like, okay.
But for whose freedom? And this is what I was saying. Like, you know how Trump was saying, like, I took all these things for you, and it feels like he's talking to MAGA, but I think he's talking to his friends, the elite. Because I don't think, like, I think it was supposed to be Jeb Bush that was supposed to be in there, but Trump was so out of pocket with his rhetoric that it threw the whole show, you know, it tilted it over. And
it looked like that. It did look like that. He was so against the grain. It looked masterful. But in retrospect, right, I look at how many examples there are of Trump in predictive programming where it's 100% him and the common denominators. And what I extrapolate from this is that he was inevitable. He was scripted to occur at this time and that we have no control over these outcomes. Like, that's where I'm at right now.
Do you think they're trying to stop those people who have some type of destiny force behind them or something like that? Because did you see the interview with Edward Snowden when they asked him, like, who does the FBI and CIA look at? Like, other country spies, terrorists, any bad actors? He's like, no, not necessarily. And then they said, what do you look at? And he said, interesting people. And the only thing that I could extrapolate from that is an idea, right? Like, because that would be the only thing if you're looking at people is really their ideas, right? Because any action comes from an idea, first of all. And when you look at, when you talk about narratives and everything, that's really the main thing that they want to control, right?
Yeah.
The narrative. Because how you were saying, there was never a platform for people like us to talk about stuff like this. And, we were always shunned or made fun of, but now they don't even make fun of people like us anymore. They don't even talk, they don't even what is that word? Acknowledge it.
Yes.
They don't even acknowledge the question.
There are the censored and the unacknowledged, and they won't address us to censor us, because when you try to censor, you draw attention to us, and they can't afford to draw attention to this, because I think there's enough people who are close to this. It's irreversible what happens when you unplug from their propaganda matrix. So I don't think they mention this because they don't want it to be an option at the table.
Yeah, that's why they make fun of it. That's my theory of it. I don't know about how you think of it, but anything that's more close to the truth, they make fun of it and try to belittle it. Because if you make fun of it, then it's easier to criticize it than actually say it's wrong. That's why they have all these comedians trying to be the main, what is that word, influencer.
Well, first they laugh at it. And then they demonize it and say, oh, this is mental illness, or this is extremism.
Yeah.
This person connects these dots. And that's when you know that they're taking it more seriously, because they stop just laughing at it. Because people used to laugh and say, you guys are just making up connections. And now they get a little more mad. And now I don't hear a lot of pushback. But.
Yeah. You know, someone's
as far
yelling.
As I'm concerned, we are engaging in a fact-based analysis. And the public sees people who are freaking out over clones and Jim Carrey. And so I think that's a deliberate attempt to associate objective analysis with tabloid conjecture.
Yeah. Trying to just make it seem like gossip or drama or like, but what do they call it on YouTube? Like slop, just like, oh, infotainment.
Yeah. Candace Owens, 122,000 live stream watchers in the first 20 minutes. Yeah, she's being catapulted up there to make sure that we associate any alternative media with batshittery.
Like poison the well, right? Poison the well type thing. Like, you bring up the idea that somebody's thinking, oh, you're one of those people.
Exactly. So my objective moving forward, when I start promoting the Metascript concept, is to reach out to the mainstreamers and triangulate against the conspiracy theorists when I address them. Like, I know how to pitch and sell the off-world stage, and we'll reach the people who are reachable.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. Just keep on like a miner picking at it until they see, like, you can't see the connections because the connections are there. It's just a matter of putting all this stuff together and making it user-friendly for them to understand, right?
And that's what I'm doing now. And this great deconstruction project, this document, you can throw it into AI and then see what you can extrapolate from it. But we are building the foundational set of claims and all of the receipts to support them, like, right now. And the evidence speaks for itself. Yeah. So I can rest on the evidence.
It does. It does. You don't really have to much explain. Just show it in picture form and video form. But that's all about the hat. That's all I had, Tim and Fake Ollie. Thank y'all for taking my call. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you, Jay. Always good questions, Jay. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye. Jay from Corpus Christi, Texas. Down there, he listens to the show every night. He's a good listener there. And any more comments? We got a few more minutes if you want to go a few more there. Tim Osman, I know we started late. It's my fault. I gave you the wrong link. I'm going to try and fix that today. I'm like you. I'm always trying to jig things up, and they go wrong sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's a lot of projects that I'm on now, and what I'm trying to do is consolidate everything so people know what I'm working on. So now IPS.monster goes to a page that I'm slowly building out to be a bulletin board of all the things that I'm working on. But
yeah, here it is. Meantime, You're always evolving. You're the most evolving researcher I've ever met.
Well, this AI stuff has been a game changer, and I'm just tapping into it. I just set up an AI agent last night on X, and what it'll do is it'll go to threads that I give it. Like, okay, so I want you to go through these threads and respond to every person who used the word squib with the link to this video. And I can just set it loose. So I'm getting ready to, it's better than advertising using an AI agent, but I'm getting ready to bring more people in. And so I need to have a page they land on and they see what the IPS think tank is actually about.
So what is the IPS think tank working on? One, the IPS think tank is presently developing a history of news bending 1963 to 2026. A project to lay bare the system fakery, the relationship between entertainment and psychological operations, and the fact that our history is written in advance.
Yeah, that's the primary thing that has to get done first, because there are other people who say these are just coincidences, and they ignore it, and they ignore it. Well, that's not skepticism. That's incredulity. And by dismissing the evidence, they never get the big picture. And I'm showing now, look, we've accumulated enough here that the evidence speaks for itself. You can't call it a coincidence anymore. Unless you're going to be just completely ignoring the information that we're presenting here. What we've demonstrated is the entrainment, the literal relationship between entertainment and psyops.
So you've got your Discord as point two. Number three is psyop. You spelled someone spelled that wrong. It's psyop trading cards. How are those going?
They're about to go back into production, and I have many more. So it's going to accelerate here. I should have the funding. I was expecting to have it last month.
Yeah.
But the financial aid for school didn't actually come through, but it's not a big deal. I may be working at a deli starting in a
deli.
The hours are great. 4 a.m. So I dodge the traffic. I'm out by noon.
Is there traffic in Albuquerque?
Yep.
Really? I thought only New York and Toronto and Chicago and L.A., but you're saying in Albuquerque there's bad traffic.
Yeah, commuting here is a nightmare, especially in the hotter months. So okay. I'll get my workday done before it gets to triple digits. And the work, of course, is not mentally taxing. So it's perfect for what I need to do. Yeah. I can finance all these projects, specifically the PSYOP trading cards, the insider tabloid, and then also just, you know, generally any sort of small business needs some kind of investment capital for, like, you know, Restream, better computers. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to have a secondary phone. So when I'm live and I'm mobile, my phone will be open up to a 1-800 number on speaker. So I will have mobile open phones at all times.
Okay, well, so you're still mobile these days.
Yeah, I pretty much am. And that's the reason why I've really been trying to get this job thing started, because I need an external source of funding for some of these projects. I feel like once they take off, they'll be self-sustaining. The profit margin on trading cards is exceptional.
Yeah.
But you do need the startup to make it go to the first few permutations. And I plan to have these cards distributed on Amazon, warehoused, third-party distribution. I plan to scale them up, and that's the whole point.
Okay, and P, so you've got your point. You got your handbook for the recently deprogrammed, A Skeptic's Guide to the Theater of Psywar. Is that going okay?
Yeah, that's going okay. That's a monthly royalty check, so that's kind of nice. But I think I could make it 10 times bigger. And my plan to do so is going to involve a book discussion along with a whiteboard with infographic breakdowns of the major concepts that I'm describing with regard to the world stage, news bending, predictive concurrent programming, psyops in general. I can break it down and make it clear to the newbie with a whiteboard. And so once I have that whiteboard discussion reduced to under 45 minutes, I just plan to promote this thing in bookstores.
Okay, number five, Charlie Kirk is Alive, Squibs in the Art of Mind War.
That's an ebook that I have. It's in progress, and I plan to use the ebook and associated video to promote the idea that he's still alive and to explain the context, because it's not like TPUSA did it. No, this was done at a global scale. This is world history. This is beyond just a Republican psyop, and no one who's talked about him being alive has put the psyop into the context of ubiquitous mind war. So that's my next project. And then I'm very interested in having a local special effects person demonstrate a squib on a live stream for me. So that's still in the works. And so I'm putting the things that I'm still working on a list up here, just so people know I don't lose track of anything. I just have a few back burners.
And your live streaming channel on YouTube. Is YouTube being kind to truthers now, or are they leaving them alone, not interfering with their uploads or streams?
They must have laid off all the censors, all those extra people they hired to go through videos, because I haven't had anything problematic from YouTube whatsoever. And the membership thing is really good as far as a monthly payday having members. So they make it possible to scale up. So there's a lot there I like, and I suppose.
What do you have to do to get members? Do you have to have a minimum subscriber? I can't remember. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but do you know?
They might have lowered it from 1,000. You just have to go in and add it. But if you need the numbers, it wouldn't be hard for us to have a lot of people subscribe to your channel. I mean, you should be close, not there.
Yeah, anyone wants to go to look up Fakeologist 3. And I'd give you the short fake link, but it's not working. So just look up on YouTube, Fakeologist 3. And everyone here, the Penguinati Army, please subscribe. It looks like I have 874 subscribers.
Okay.
And I haven't deleted any videos lately. So it's YouTube.com, of course, at Fakeologist 3. So everyone go over there and subscribe and help me get to 1,000. I'm going to try and turn on the join, because I join a lot of channels myself. And I'm not sure I like joining or thanking. I think thanking is a little better. That way you don't have to constantly be getting a bill every month. What do you think?
Yeah, I see the advantage to both. What I'm trying to do.
I mean, as a user, I don't like being dinged every month.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I like the idea just to thank people when I really am motivated. But, yeah, I can see both.
You know, I kind of want to do the TTS, text-to-speech super chat. I'm going to probably turn that back on. I always found that to be amusing. And, you know, people like being heard. So it's more fun than a...
Oh, you're pretty cheap. 99 cents a month.
Yeah. I'm aiming for volume. You know, I think I could get a few thousand people here. My numbers right now reflect the fact that we've been focused more on the ideas than scaling up, but we're crossing that line. I just didn't want to start aiming for bigger numbers until I had our foundation a little more solid. So this whole great deconstruction project, that's the thing I need to be able to show new people. And the whiteboards I'm working on to promote the book, this needs to be there for new people in order for them to stay, to have, you know, this conversion of onlookers to subscribers. And I think I can scale it up. My plan was starting to kick it off this spring.
Yeah.
But by the summer, I think the IPS will be operating at kind of the level it was when I first started.
Okay. You got any? So for $79.99 a month, they can get a private Zoom chat. So people need to sign up if they're serious.
Yeah, that is an option. I just threw it in there. I was like, what are these other tiers? But
why not? So you can make up your own tiers, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there may be people who want the rapid deprogramming, because you cannot claim to be deprogrammed just because you've memorized a bunch of conspiracy theories and you know the news from the mainstream is fake. The only way you can legitimately claim to be deprogrammed is if you can identify the program and then step outside of it. And the program is the sequence, you know, past, present, and into the future of fake events that are superimposed over our reality. And if you can't describe it and how the fake events are part of the infrastructure of our consensus paradigm, then you're not deprogrammed.
All right. Well, we've been going about an hour. I think we'll wrap it up there, and hopefully we'll be able to start on time next week. But I appreciate you getting on here, and I like these monthly or weekly chats. We were going through your X account before you came on. That's always very interesting, entertaining.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, thanks for having me on again. My schedule is pretty flexible, and like I said, I'm going to be working early morning, so my evenings are going to be pretty free moving forward, and we'll continue to do this Tuesday night thing, and I'll be pretty much open phones from now on after I get this new upgrade established.
You're getting your extra phone. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's fine. That's excellent. All right. Well, thanks so much, IPS.
Yep. And thanks for the callers. See you later.
All right. Take care. All the best. And thanks everyone for calling in. Thanks everyone for joining. Fakeologist.com/donate. IPS.monster. Go there and support him or join his YouTube channel. Please go to Fakeologist 3 and come join my channel as soon as I have a join. I'm going to put a join button on, I think, if I can figure that out. It's so many technological things to do. It's annoying. So far behind. It's almost like I want to be behind. I'm getting older and more procrastinating. Oh, well. Anyway, thanks to IPS, and we'll get the short fake thing going. Thanks to all the Penguinati army, big army. There's at least 50 of you out there on the IPS YouTube, and I have about 65 on the Fakeologist 3. Make sure everyone on YouTube now, please hit the like button and also hit the join button. Could you do that? Hit the like button and hit the join button. I'd really appreciate that. And I'll try and get the numbers up over 1,000. And then we can really get things going, since YouTube is leaving us alone. But we still have our own video channel, Fakotube, fakotube.com. And we'll keep that going. I got to send him some Bitcoin tonight. Keep that going. If you want to help out, fakeologist.com/donate. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Don't forget, I'm still moving fakeologist.com. So if it goes down during the week, you've got the Discord, you've got the Fakotube, you've got, I'm on Twitter, email, we're everywhere. So if it goes down, it won't be long before I get it back up, but I'm on borrowed time over there. So thanks a lot. It takes a lot to keep these sites going. IPS can testify to that. So you guys gotta, if you can help out, spread the links to other channels. Try and get other people in. We have a good solid core crowd, but we could always use more people listening in and helping debunk the truthers and the non-truthers. And this is tier one fakeology research. So thanks everyone for joining, and we will see you tomorrow with Fake Nukes Phil. He's always good for a deconstruction, and then Jim Rizzoli as well, the boomer truther wannabe. He'll be here for comparing and contrasting. Take care.